Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week with travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Are you enjoying the long weekend?
Yeah. It's come up really quick, though.
It is. Yeah, it always goes very quick.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the news headlines, the travel news headlines. This one was kind of a weird one. Fraudulent WestJet Facebook pages on the rise.
Yes, and WestJet is advising the public of an increasing number of reported cases related to fraudulent social media accounts, primarily on Facebook, impersonating WestJet and WestJet's digital travel assistant Juliet. So they've come out with different avenues or different ways that you can know if you're dealing with the authentic WestJet sites. So the only ways you really can connect with WestJet are through Facebook messengers on WestJet's verified Facebook page. And they have a blue check mark beside WestJet, so you know it's authentic. Twitter and Instagram direct messages, email, and via the contact center by phoning them. And then other things that they're going to ask you, just to verify that it is your booking that they're talking about, they're going to ask you for the reservation code, first and last name, contact information.
It's just one of those things that's out there constantly. There's always, you always got to be on the lookout for that kind of stuff, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Because somebody has a site on the web doesn't mean it's legitimate.
And now a survey talking about travelers that COVID is no longer a concern, or not the biggest concern out there for many travelers, right?
No. According to the American Travel Sentiment Study, 1/3 of travelers said that gas prices will greatly affect their travel plans over the next 6 months, while 1/4 reported that the soaring price of plane tickets will impact them in a similar way. Only 19% of respondents said that the COVID-19 pandemic now stands to greatly influence their travel decisions for the same time frame. Competing with these concerns is the strong pent-up demand for post-pandemic travel, so the impact of prices may be somewhat muted by that surge in demand. And most travelers are looking at taking trips within the next 6 months, so that's looking for a complete rebound of trip planning recorded prior to the start of the pandemic.
Well, yeah, it's if there's a will, there's a way. People want to travel, they'll figure out one way or another how to do it or where to go, right?
Right, absolutely.
All right, so each week now, we started this last week, we have Onanta's travel tip of the week. So what's our travel tip this week?
Well, I think what we're looking at is a lot of people look to book their travel services online. But for that added peace of mind and to make sure you're making an informed decision, just keep these things, these next points in mind. So know who you're dealing with, whether it's a travel agent or direct with a travel operator. How easy would it be to get a hold of them in case there are issues? Know where your credit card payment is going. Some websites are only search engines or booking agents for other providers. Double check which currency the prices are in and make sure you review the terms and conditions, particularly those that relate to cancellation, changes to booking, and refundability. Keep a paper copy of your transactions, correspondence, and confirmations.
Always great tips, always good advice. Onanta Forbes, you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and her website, onantaforbes.com. Thanks, Onanta.
Thank you. Take care.